Here's the County Grows.
I'm Krista Hepburn. I'm here with Gail Walker, Master Gardener. She's going to talk to us about enjoying your garden in the winter, which really intrigues me, Gail.
Why is that, Krista?
I don't think of gardening and winter in the same sentence.
Well, you don't actually do the gardening in the winter, but it's all about enjoying the views that you do see in the winter. So when we talk about enjoying your winter garden, we think about the gardens that you see from your favorite seat on the inside of your house, or the gardens that you see as you approach your house, either people walking up to your front door or the path that you take from your car to your house.
So what kind of winter garden would be covered in snow?
Well, as you look out over a very bleak landscape, you just feel cold and miserable. But if you're able to create interest in your garden, something to look at, then it's far more inviting and pleasurable to the eye.
So plants that will survive the winter so that you can see them all year round, is that it?
Well, they could be dormant in the winter. The things that I think about for winter interest, I think there's four things to think about. And they're structure, texture, color, and movement in the garden. So if I go through those, structures are things that break up the horizon. And if you have fresh snow, they'll catch the fresh snow and make it look pretty. So that would be things like arbors or obelisks that you have that you grow plants up in the summer, benches, short walls, interesting fence tops, things like that. And it could be also evergreens, because they come in every variety of shape and size. They can be long and flat. They can be pyramids. They can be cubes, globes, etc. So that gives you something to look at, not just a windswept yard.
Great.
The texture component is to choose plants for your garden that have like interesting bark or tall grasses with seed plumes on them. Maybe you have some trees that still hold their leaves, like beeches and oaks. Some of them, even though the leaves are dead, they still have leaves on them. And so it's something to look at. Hydrangea heads, don't cut them off. Let those dried heads stay there is something to look at. And the big message here is that we used to clear cut our gardens in the fall. And that is now completely frowned upon because it is not good for the environment. We want to leave a place for beneficial insects to live over the winter. But at the same time, it also gives us something to look at. So if you have sedum or cone flowers, things that stand up in the winter, they will catch the snow and they'll give the birds something to eat and your eye something to see. And then when you look at color in the winter, the interesting thing about winter gardens is that the quality of the light is different in the winter than in the summer. So something that looks dead in the blaring glare of a summer sun, you don't like. But in the winter, those beiges become, they almost glow. And so the warmth of that beige against the white of the snow is actually quite pretty to look at.
And the winter berries left on the trees?
Exactly. You see red berries on trees, great for the birds, but it's also pretty to look at. And then there's twigs of the trees. Some bushes, such as dogwoods, are red-twigged or yellow-twigged. And you can clip those for containers, but they also look nice in your yard. And then the last thing I talk about is creating some movement. So something that will move in the wind, such as leaves that stay on trees, the plumes of grasses, and anything that will attract birds to your garden. That will give you movement and a lot to enjoy.
And which garden should I really focus on?
Focus on the gardens that you see from inside the house. So think about places where you might sit, your favorite chair, your office might look out over a garden, kitchen window, something like that. And really just stand there and look and see what you see today and think about what you'd like to see next winter. The other gardens to think about are the gardens that you actually see when you're outside. So we spend our winters running from our cars to our houses. What do you see on that path? And what does the person who's coming to your front door see?
Can I create winter interest in an existing garden?
It's never too late to create winter interest because gardeners are always making changes in their garden. So, as I say, stand and look at a window now and think, where should I put an evergreen? Or perhaps I've been thinking about getting a bird bath or a statue for my garden. And where would I site that so that I can see it from this window, from this doorway, etc. So now's a great time to make a list of plants to put in for next summer. It could also be the tall grasses we talked about, or really thinking about do not clear cut in the fall. Leave things for you to look at.
So what should I think about planting in a new garden?
In a new garden, you want to think about how the garden will look all year. So always make sure that you add structure to that garden, something that gives it a shape and a form even when the flowers aren't at their peak. So an evergreen shrub, and by evergreen I don't mean just conifers, because boxwoods and euonymus are plants that keep their leaves all year long and are green all year, but certainly pines and junipers and all of the other conifers work as well. Just even 30% in a garden will give it a lot of structure. And the other thing that gives gardens structure are bushes that have an interesting shape and small trees that have an interesting shape. If you think of a weeping tree, and think of a weeping willow, and how all the leaves grow down, all the branches grow down. Mm-hmm. When that's bare, that's actually an interesting structure.
Right. So it's what's ever pleasing to your eye.
Yes.
That's what
yes, it's all in the eye of the beholder.
Right. So that's what you want to be thinking about all year round, really.
True.
My landscaper did well in planting our gardens.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
And do you get a lot of birds in your garden?
A few. Red cardinals seem to be coming around this year a lot.
That's a great way to make your garden enjoyable in the winter, is really think about adding things that will attract those birds. So leaving seed heads is great. Sedum, autumn joy, sunflowers, false indigo, milkweed, sea holly, they'll all eat the seeds from that. Any grasses that will stay. And then, of course, feeders also attract them.
Mm-hmm. If you can keep the squirrels out of the feeders.
Yes, yeah. And it's helpful to have these evergreen bushes because it gives the birds someplace to land while they're waiting their turn at this feeder as well. And they have a sense of security.
Well, that's very, very interesting. Enjoying your garden in the winter. Thank you, Gail.
You're most welcome. It was a delight.
That's Master Gardener Gail Walker speaking with Krista Hepburn.